down. All right. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time just to get together and to get into your word, God. Thank you for this opportunity, and thank you for all these kids that are in this class and all the people that help to just facilitate this class. Just bless the rest of the week that we all have. Hopefully have a good time at the youth event this weekend. Hopefully the rest of the week for these kids is just good at school. Hopefully they're encouraged by the relationships that they're making. And just bless the rest of the week we have. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're going to be talking about Samson and Delilah. And you do? You already know. Always going to teach it. So we talked about it a little bit on Sunday, but we'll go back to it. What do you guys know about Samson? Like, he had a pretty colorful life, but like, what stands out to you besides, I guess, he was strong? Like, what else do you guys know about Samson? He did. I don't think he disobeyed him. I don't think he told them not to eat it. Go ahead.
His hair was luscious.
Yeah, luscious hair. I didn't see a picture, but I can. If I did paint a picture in my head, I would see that. What, go ahead. His strength came from his hair. Yeah. He killed a lion. Killed 30 Philistines to pay off a debt. Killed 1,000 men. We talked about the jawbone. Killed 1,000 men, 1,000 Philistines with a jawbone. He fell in love with Delilah, who betrayed him. He tore down the city gates and carried him up a hill. We watched the video. So I think, for me, if that's just the picture of him carrying that. We saw how elaborate some of the city entrances could be back in that day. The picture of him doing that is just thinking about it. It's pretty crazy to think about. So he lived a colorful life. But I wouldn't say in all of reading about it that he did a lot. It doesn't really mention him doing a lot for Israel during his time as a judge. But today we're going to talk about Samson and Delilah. We're going to read in Judges 16. We're going to read verses 4 through 18, and then we'll get into what I got to share with you.
Judges what?
16, verse 4. Is it, you have a Bible? Do you need a Bible? Do you have a Bible? Do you need one? Do you need one? Do we have another one right here?
We don't have a Bible.
No, there's one right here.
Has everybody got one? Everybody there? I'll go ahead and start reading. Nope. Judges 16, 4 through 18, towards the beginning. All right, I'll let you turn, and I'm going to start reading. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber, and she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, and Samson, be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the whips as a thread of tow is broken when it is touched with fire, so his strength was not known. And Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith, and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liars in wait abiding in the chamber, and he brake them from off his arm like a thread. And Delilah said unto Samson, hitherto though thou hast mocked me and told me lies, tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound, And he said unto her, If thou weavest the seven locks of my head with the web, and she fastened it with the pin, and said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awaked out of his sleep, and went away with the pin of the beam, and with the web. And she said unto him, How canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak, and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, Come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her, and brought money in their hand. And I'm going to stop there in the story. So we talked about the cycle of sin the other day, and we're coming off of youth camp where Johnny shared with us about being a servant of the Lord. This was a diagram just for my visual aid. We talked about the cycle of sin, and Johnny just shared with us about serving the Lord. So I'd imagine all of our cups are full, and in the cycle of sin, I would imagine most of us, hopefully right now, fall in this serves the Lord category for the sake of today's teaching or whatever. So if we're all in this segment or this cycle right now, then what is our Delilah? She was persistent with Samson. She kept bugging him about what made him strong. So what is it that causes us to, what is it or who is it that causes us to fall into sin? As you can see, she was persistent with Samson to get what she wanted out of him. Samson, I think after three times, would know that she was probably up to no good, but obviously he loved her, so eventually he tells her all of his heart and where his strength lies, and eventually that becomes the demise of him. And like Luke talked about the other day, or in Deuteronomy with Moses, Israel kept bugging him, and eventually it got to him, and his anger got the better of him, and he smote the rock instead of talking to it, and they cost him greatly. He couldn't take Israel into the promised land. So the point I'm trying to make is that by constantly being around and or persuaded by things in our life, that something or that someone negative, it can be, make us or cause us to do sinful things. Examples of that would be like people that we hang around, creating healthy, unhealthy habits, like playing on your Xbox or your PlayStation, or getting caught up in the real world, like I call it, sitting on Facebook or Snapchat, and then you start looking at reels, and you're just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and you're sending them to Phil or Luke or somebody, you know. You're like, oh, this is hilarious. They have to have this in their life. And the next thing you know, you've wasted 45 minutes or an hour of your day or more just scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Doing things like that or being around people that aren't really helping you serve the Lord, helping you in building your relationship with the Lord. Samson loved Delilah and cared about her, or he wouldn't have shared his heart with her. And obviously we greatly enjoy doing or being around the people or the things that cause us to fall into sin or maybe interfere with our walk. Especially now that you guys are starting school. Like, more so than ever, it's going to be harder. You're getting up early. You're staying late for sports or whatever. You're around new people. You want to look cool. You want to fit in. So you're being churchy, I guess, might not be the cool thing. So the next question that you might ask yourself is like, how do I prevent myself from falling into sin? How do I prevent myself from doing these unhealthy habits, falling into too much time on the PlayStation or the Xbox or whatever your Delilah is, whatever your thing is that gets you off, or whoever your thing is that gets you off of serving the Lord or away from serving the Lord. And this is where me and Luke or whoever else is in here, where we are persistent or consistent like Delilah, but in a positive way. We're beating the drum, I feel like, about being in the Word, getting good repetition. I know Luke talked about this, I think it was last year, but in a good amount of time he spent on it, about creating healthy habits, like about reading your Bible. We talked about it on Sunday, like just reading one chapter a day, like 5 minutes. It's really not a lot when you think about how much time you waste doing other things, but just 5 minutes of your day to read one chapter. And like Hallie said, just the Proverbs of the day. Just the Proverbs of the day. If you don't know where to read, that's a good place to start. Just get in the Proverbs of the day, read it, and get into a routine of doing that, a continual cycle of just doing that, and it'll help you from falling into, or help guide you, I guess, from falling into sin or falling into the second category in the cycle of sin, like Israel just kept living in. The first and foremost, being regular in church on Wednesdays is one way in which you can help that stay out of this, or stay out of that, falling into that rut, I guess. Setting up a good routine of being here regularly on Wednesdays, setting up a good routine of being here regularly on Sundays. If it is someone in your life that is like causing you to stumble, maybe invite them, bring them here. Wednesday nights are always pretty easy. We play games, we do an activity. I think this is probably the easiest night to invite a friend to. It's not as formal, you don't have to deal with as much people, I guess, as we do on Sunday, so you don't have to worry about the awkward people catching you in the lobby and being like, hey, how you doing? Or who are you? Because you just escape right to the parking lot. This is it. This is all you have to show your friends to. When you're not surrounding yourself with a good godly influence and or being in the Word, the devil will be a weasel. He'll find his way in. He'll do everything he can to get you off of this part of the cycle and get you into the next segment, like he did with Israel. He always found a way, whatever it was. Samson's Delilah, women was his crutch, the thing that got him off a track. I am coming back to it, but the second thing you can do would be creating a healthy reading routine. So I already got to this point, but Luke expounded on it there. I know a lot of you already know this, and we talked about it on Sunday. But if you're not in the Word, then how can you have a relationship with God? The adversary knows that you're not reading. You know that you're not reading. And if you're not investing in Him or investing in your relationship with Him, then, like Johnny said, how can you have a relationship with God if you're not investing in Him? For us, we want our service, you know, your servants or your service to the Lord, to come as an overflow of your relationship with God. The more you're in the Word, the more your relationship with Him can overflow to the people around you, and the things around you. Third, we must pray. Our prayer life is probably something that a lot of us, I know we lack in, but consistently praying. It might be sound like you've heard this. I know you've heard it a lot. I know Johnny beat the drum on it when he was talking about serving the Lord. What was he? He was talking about like God's plan for you. Like for a lot of you guys, you probably think like, where can I serve? Where do I fit in the church? And Johnny was like, the first thing for God's plan, or the first way to figure it out, is to pray. Pray some more. Now, when you're done praying, pray some more, then read, and then pray some more. And he just said it a lot. Nothing we do should come without prayer. We should always be seeking God's guidance, even in the smallest situations. Praying before meals, praying just over little decisions that you might make. Going out on the weekend or going and doing something you just might not be a great situation, but pray maybe before you do it. just prayer, your prayer life, that it can make a big impact on you. Luke obviously made an impact. Luke talked about it, I think last week or the week before. A while back, he was talking about any time that him and Brenda would have any strife in their life when they lived in Arizona. And he was under Mark Lockwood. They would go talk to Lisa, and every time she would always say to him, like, did you pray about it? And it might have seemed, I mean, it was probably annoying, but he remembers it. You remember it. It stuck with him. So her keep bringing it up, her being persistent with that, obviously beat it into Luke's head, and, you know, hey, whenever I'm having an issue or whenever I'm struggling with something, did I pray about it? Man, I feel like I went faster than I thought I would. I know I would. Okay. Nope, I'm not done. I'm not done. Thank you for clapping, but not there yet. Lastly.
So they don't all have the handouts.
Oh, okay.
Like, these were on the handouts from Sunday.
Yeah, we went over it. We didn't fill in the gap. I mean, the gap is you. Ollie said Israel, which would fit in there, but you're supposed to be the blank. Our lives are supposed to be the blank. You should always examine where you're at in your walk with the Lord. All of us should be doing that. No matter how much or good you think you are, it's always good to self-evaluate. But if you do find yourself not in the first slot and falling into sin, and you're crying out to the Lord, then we're going to look at the end of chapter 16, verses 28 through 31. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee. Only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand, and of the other with his left hand. And Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all of his might, and the house fell upon the Lord's and upon all the people that were therein. And so the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Then his brethren and all of the house of his father came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtol, in the burying place of Manoah, his father. And he judged Israel 20 years. I guess the stopgap or the filler in here, once he told Delilah what his weakness was, she obviously betrayed him to the Philistines. They came and captured him. They bound him. They locked him up and they made him grind grain. And eventually they wanted to make like a mockery of him. Like, hey, we caught Samson. You know, they wanted to display him to all the Philistines. So we get to, they gouge out his eyes. And they are going to put him on display and show him to all these people. They get this house full of just as many people as they can to show off their prize, so to speak. And in his last moments, I mean, throughout this whole part in Samson's life, he didn't do a lot for Israel. He lived a colorful life. He had his vices or whatever, but in his last moments, he stood fast in his faith, to the Lord. He called upon the Lord and God, rewarded him in that and gave him back that strength in that moment to end his life and to get his revenge. So I say all of that to say really fast, I guess. If this is you and you're saved, and you find yourself falling into sin or, struggling throughout this school year, or if this is you now, and you're crying out to the Lord, then just stand fast like Samson. Stand fast in your faith. Get back to the basics, you know, reading your Bible, coming to church, and praying. And God will deliver you out of that situation. And if you're not saved, then having a personal relationship with Jesus is probably where you should start. And that's it. That's all I got. Sorry, I didn't go 30.
Wasn't timing.
What do I do?
Slide it back up and then just hit stop.